Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me just say one thing. Give up the Oscars. Simple as that. I'll see you on the conclave next week or whatever. But the models will be here probably in a week or two. So I'll be here when I'll be here. And I'll kick your ass when I get there. Bye.
Does he not like the other kids at school?
He likes the other kid at school. Okay. It had nothing to do with that. I'm not being Sigmund effing Freud here, Oscar. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling him to talk about puppies to get him to go to effing sleep.
My mom always gave me the dream that I went to Naked Day at school on the wrong day, and everyone else had clothes on, and I was naked.
Why would you ever want that dream?
He make joke.
Robin, Mike, not Oscar.
What a asshole.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Long after I am dead, I do believe that people will look at this time, right now, this time in our history, as the age of the idiot. I really believe this. I hate to say this.
No, it's good that you say it must be said.
There are incredible technological advances that we've experienced. You cannot poo-poo that. We have... But when you really look at our society, and it was brought home watching the news today, where authorities have now closed down, I believe it is 12 entire school districts in the state of Colorado, because there is a woman from that has flown from ground zero of idiot land, my state, the state of Florida, which is, I mean, wall-to-wall idiots, and I can testify to that because I live here.
You walk among
them.
And
I see them. I see them from, and they don't have to be wing nuts or Florida man on bicycles or anything, and they have shut down the entire state of Colorado and closed schools because as we approach the anniversary of the Columbine shooting, this woman is apparently infatuated with the Columbine shooting.
That's the word that the news outlets keep using, which, if you think about it, is sort of vague.
What's her name?
Oh, of course it's vague. It's something like Soul Pie.
Soul Pie, I think, is right.
Soul Pie. I don't know what kind of name that is. This is breaking news as we go on the air. It's been all morning. This woman's picture is plastered all over the television, and I'm sitting here saying to myself, now, you know, to be a child now, how do you tell your kid that's going to elementary school, or going to middle school, or going to high school, that you have shut down an entire state because this woman got off a plane from Florida,
went to
a gun store, and easily purchased a shotgun, a pump-action shotgun, and ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. Duh, 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 duh. And we sit on our ass and nothing gets changed and nothing. It's just, man, oh, man. Look, I don't want to sound like an old fart. I don't remember a world like this where, you know, and if she wanted to be a celebrity, she's a celebrity now.
She wins.
Yep.
She absolutely wins.
And they don't even know if they can charge her with anything because she might not have done anything illegal.
Right.
There's two things. You can soften the blow for kids by saying it's a soul day instead of a snow day, so then they might not ask too much about it.
A soul day.
Named after her?
No, like it's a snow day because it might snow, but you'll say soul day. And like, oh, it's a snow day because it might snow. So
sure.
You can soften the blow there. Okay. Second, I thought it was the age of Ultron, so I guess I'm wrong because it's the age of the idiot.
Yeah.
And then third.
What's the age of Ultron?
Oh, that's from the Avengers. I just didn't know.
All of our culture now. Go to the theater. Try to find a movie, and every movie is a comic book hero.
Yes.
Blowing things up and complete and utter non-reality just I don't mind the comic book movie. I told you I like Black Panther.
Right.
It's all we get now. It's all we get. It's all people want to see. Duh, 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 duh. You know, go back and look at the great times in human history when things were created and we had Michelangelo and we had Socrates and, you know, and you're saying, well, that's when people wipe themselves with their hands. Yes, you're right about that. I will tell you
that. Not everybody. Not everybody.
Toilet paper is an advance. Toilet paper is an advance. But I look at how we just could fix so many things and we sit on our hands and yell at each other. Half the country feels one way. Half the country feels another way. And a woman is in what? You're infatuated with someone going into a school and murdering high school students?
Remember, Mike, she made credible but unspecific threats.
Sol in Spanish is son.
Yeah.
Which is I don't know, a bit of an oxymoron.
It's P, I think her last name, and look, I don't know if it's your first name.
It's S-O-L is the first name. The last name is P-A-I-S.
P-I-S.
P-I-S.
P-I-S. P-I-S.
And she's 18 years old.
P-I-S.
But it's...
maybe she's
what do we
pissed.
Do?
Well, I have a question.
What do we do? I've turned into Jerry Seinfeld. What do we do? I have to talk about this because my brain's exploding when I come in on this show.
It's good to talk about it.
God almighty.
We're all getting older, but you're the elder statesman of the show.
I am.
Do you remember
you for pointing
any,
that out. No, I truly appreciate that. Thank
do you.
Do you
remember any other era in your life that spoke to you? It doesn't have to be about stupidity.
Yeah, I remember the late 1960s, 1968.
Tumult and unrest,
Martin Luther King, assassinated. I remember feeling as though, even at my young age, I felt as though, oh my God, things are, the world's coming apart at the seams. And
right.
It's always hate. It's always guns.
Driven by that.
It's always has been in American history. And I'm sitting here going, what? But this is different. Look, and I'm not pointing fingers at any one group. There is more blame to go around on this than I've ever seen before. You got everybody at fault here.
Mm-hmm.
You've got everybody at fault. Look, here's who I can't fault. I can't necessarily fault the school systems for shutting that
proactive
down. Because they're being contacted by law enforcement who's saying there's a wingnut that's on the prowl. She's written things that indicate that there could potentially be an attack at a school.
If it prevents one injury, it's worth it.
And I would, from what I know about watching television, which is what that's all we do in America, is I can look at the screen and know that, well, perhaps the police had no choice but to put this woman's face out on camera to see if they can hunt her down.
They've exhausted
and capture
all
her.
Resources.
It's just, I'm sitting here going, what? After all this has happened, after so many children have lost their lives, we still are right back. There's no change. There's no change in America. We don't change anything. We don't change anything.
Well, yes, it's we do, like, Mike. We get worse.
We get worse.
That's the
we
change.
We get worse. The children have to go to school with this?
They don't have to go to school. They actually have to deal with this at home and have these conversations. I think that, especially in Colorado.
No, you missed my point. Okay. I said that children have to go to school with this fear of
that
this
is,
situation.
It's a new normal for these kids.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not okay.
How many
it's
times have you looked at Kevlar backpacks?
It's not
backpacks?
Acceptable. What's that?
Kevlar backpacks. It's a norm now.
Yeah. It's absolutely unacceptable. And it doesn't, I swear to you to this day, it does not have to be this way. And by the way, nobody's life has to change. Nothing dramatic has to happen. That's what kills me about this. Nothing dramatic that impacts people's individual freedom has to change. We can get all this stuff done and we can do it without impacting anybody. But that's not what the powers that be want to let you know. They want to brainwash you and make and pit one side of America against another side. It always happens that way. And by the way, the rich people are making money off the backs of the people that are fighting with each other. And they just get richer and richer and richer. But this is, I just look at this and I say to myself, my God, where did this happened? I think this happens today that our kids are this terrified and we are this terrified as a society where a stupid ass 18-year-old idiot from Florida can hop on a plane, buy a shotgun and shut down a state because we didn't do dick about this when we had the opportunity. And I'm absolutely stunned. This is what drives me nuts. And that's why I say we live in the age of the idiot. And by the way, it ain't the people we vote for. Okay, they're the criminals. They're the ones that get away with this crap. We just sit around and go with no thought given to it, nothing read about it, no detail given to it. I read about it every single day. I read about guns every single day and kids getting shot in the head, 4-year-olds getting shot in the head. And then we shut down. We had an opportunity. What was it? 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that we had an opportunity to say, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do this?
We had opportunities at all those times.
Oh, my God. It's just, sadly. I feel so bad. Now I'm thinking, as I toured my kids' elementary school and we had a chat with the police officer that is in the school, the Lee County, Florida sheriff's deputy who is sitting there with his Glock or whatever gun it is on his side. And I'm like, that's the reality. And he's back there, God forbid anything happened to the kids, but there he is. And that's the new normal. But yep. I think the new normal is because we just sit around and go, la, 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 la. I mean, I don't know. Well, I just have to vent. I'm bloviating now because I can't help myself.
I think that most of us listening right now understand your frustration. And I don't frankly look at it political. I know it is as far as gun control is concerned, but I look at it as a human condition where clearly somebody in that young lady's life, it really didn't show them a path and there's something wrong and no one saw anything. And then she's able to go and take this mental illness clearly and then pick up a gun without any questions asked and shut down the school system.
If she can walk in after all this, somebody who's posted like that.
Yeah.
And maybe, Oscar, maybe we get more sophisticated as time goes on. Maybe we really get more aware of these people that have the potential to be difficult. And we can flag them, put them into a computer, and just tie it into these guns. Yeah,
but I don't see it happening because what's happening is every time you talked about 5, 10, 15 years ago when we had opportunities to make changes.
Yeah, when you had 3-year-olds, by the way, when you had 3-year-olds murdered and nothing happened, you knew. They want
every
they,
time
they gonna, there's the facial recognition won. That's coming a long way.
Every time we have a chance to make a change that we don't, it's just going to put us further away from ever making the change again because we're accepting it.
Yeah,
we're accepting it.
We accept that and we try to come up with these silly little solutions that are going to help. And so anyway, for the people in Colorado, we have a lot of listeners in that state, and I hope that this wingnut is apprehended and that they do this. And I just this is before anything happens. And this is when it's funny because it actually, I think people that feel like I do about gun control and people say, oh, it's always about guns. But yeah, you with all of my being, if you're going to take that attitude towards me, thank you very much. It's to me prior to something happening when somebody can. It's just so easy to get something that can murder people and it shouldn't be.
Can I ask you this?
Look,
I don't believe this, but I'm going to just give you, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Okay. Wouldn't you rather have this conversation this way than the latter, which would be?
Yeah, it makes me, saying is it kind of makes me angrier a little bit.
It makes me sadder.
God almighty, I wouldn't want to have the conversation after the fact.
Right.
I'm saying right now that it seems to me that there is stuff that can be done. And every single American ought to be on board with doing everything in our power. And if it infringes on a little of your convenience or you feel like maybe, first of all, if you think that you're, going to, mount a defense against people or something like that, that's your own choice. I don't believe it. That's fine. But it doesn't. I just would love to see us do what they've done in other places. New Zealand being the most recent example where they immediately, boom, mass shooting, boom. We're modifying the laws. I don't know what they modified. Can't tell you that. Didn't read the deep print on that one. But I will tell you, I just love to. The first thing I said was, "Here's a woman who is infatuated with Columbine. Apparently, has posted about it, talked about it, talked about how great it is, or what." They haven't done a deep dive on that. Gets off a plane, buys a shotgun with ammunition, walks in and goes, "Hi," and the person's like, "Oh, yeah, this is a nice one. It's got a nice action here. Here you go. See you later. Bye bye." Walking out of a store, doesn't look like she's going to go hunting. She's going to go hunting for human beings. Have a nice day. When you think about the ridiculousness, you should see down here in ground zero for wingnuts. I get my hair cut at this barbershop in a strip mall, and there's a gun store next to it. There have been guys getting out of automobiles that are not law enforcement that you would be stunned at how they look. They get out like they're getting out of a Transformers movie, getting ready to fight Optimus Prime.
Like a tactical unit?
It's like a tactical vest, everything. And I'm going, and there they are because they watched a lot of TV when they were kids and they went to all their movies with the shoot 'em ups, and they're going to be Mr. They're probably the biggest pussies in the world if anything really hit the fan.
Sure.
And I'm sitting there going, wow, this is a regular dude that doesn't look really all that stable to me because he has that kind of look on his face. And I shake my head, and my kid's in the car with me. I'm like,
Little like John Goodman in The Big Lebowski.
A little bit, yeah. The guy that I saw might have the guy that
over
I saw
the
might
line!
Have the guy that I saw maybe looked a little worse than John Goodman.
Well, you know, we can't all be beautiful.
So, hey, Colorado, sorry for the rant, but I'm telling you, my feelings are with you today because you know, find this person,
please.
And, you know, by the way, this is another thing that came out of this story. This is not the only person. As our media splashes these people on for everybody to see.
I swear NBC should send this woman an Uber. They've done everything but that.
Yeah. Could you name one victim of Sandy Hook? No, but you know the shooters' names because they're just 24/7. They're wrong too, by the way. This is a full cleanse. This is a colonic for America to get rid of this age of the idiot that we live in. When you've got guys sitting up there, hey, that'll be good for the numbers. Yeah, that'll be good. By the way, look at the local news. We talk about it all the time. Fear, 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 fear. We're as scared and stupid as we've ever been in modern history. And if you keep doing what you're doing, God knows what's going to happen. But you think somebody, this 18-year-old who Oscar was talking about not being raised properly, do you think what's she saturated with every day, right? Why did she get infatuated with Columbine?
Terrifying.
She got infatuated with Columbine because it was splashed everywhere because it's a sexy story, according to those broadcast journalism majors that run the TV news.
And if my math is right, she was not born until seven years after the event. Yeah. So this is something that has been around her for her entire life.
Yeah. Probably watch the documentaries,
of course,
the National Geographics and the Discoveries and everything where they put it's all death. Look, the ID channel, you got an entire channel dedicated to murder, an entire channel dedicated to how evil people are and nasty people are. It's just it's sexy. It sells.
Yeah.
You know, go back to the olden days when they had shoot 'em up westerns. I'm right now out of my mind with this. And I hope to God that they find this person and get it done. That's my rant. I welcome any thoughts you guys have. I'm sorry. I just I had to talk about it because the top of my head was exploding coming in here today.
No, I think you make a lot of valid points. And
keep it light, Mike. Keep it light. Come on. What are you doing?
I come with, you know what? Oscar brought up a great point, too, is that, you know what? If this is being proactive and this prevents anything.
I would
rather
have this happen than a shooting. And I just thought it was interesting that we're more upset about so let's talk about progress, right?
Right.
We're not making any progress as far as gun control is concerned. Let's take that to the side.
Right.
But as far as awareness and someone coming out and saying, hey, there's a big effing problem and it's headed to Colorado. I don't know any other way than to splash outside of trying to find that person. And if you can't and they've landed, the eagle has landed, then you have to take these measures. And I think it's interesting for us because I feel the same way that we're even in this situation. But I'd rather be in this situation than in a place where we just hear about the slaughter that happened that they could have stopped.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not talking about that.
Right.
I'm talking about the fact that this hopefully will result in an apprehension. I'm talking about the crazy world we live in. So I'm more focused on this young lady and
where you are infatuated. out of your mind with anger and frustration. I share that. But for me, my emotion is sad. Sad that we've gotten to this point.
Yeah,
you know, that's the thing.
I mean, if this is better than a shooting.
It is.
It's about all, you know, I mean, that's where we are now. It's just and find this person. And it makes me nervous when, you know, when they splash them on the news, because that usually means, at least from my knowledge, that they can't find them for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So crazy, crazy. She's at the foothills somewhere.
The foothills.
Well, that's specific. Yeah. I'm sure she'll turn up.
I don't know. It's Airbnb. It's nuts. So that's all. I wanted to say that, and you know, keep shooting, everybody. Yes, right. Yeah. Keep shooting your guns. Absolutely. Things that if you ever saw, you know, just put your hand up. Why don't you put your hand up and put the gun up there and pull the trigger? See what it does to your hand.
Yeah.
You know, really blow it to bits. Mm. You know? Hey, can't do that with a golf club. You can hit somebody with it, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Smash a windshield.
Anything else? I'm trying to say something funny to get out of this.
Mike, too pissed the off. Constitution guarantees you the right to blow up your hand.
Thank you very much. And, the right to bear golf clubs. That's what I do. So I got a little Callaway logo here.
Very nice.
Oh, no, it's covered by the mic.
Oh, sorry. There you go.
Ah!
From your cold, dead hands.
Take this golf ball from my cold, dead hands. Yes. And by the way, you know, we're not immune either. Old farts down here in Florida that stand around all day and look at people, you know, one and old and go, one and all, and say, get off of my lawn. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now you can start the show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My name's Aileen. My real name's Al, but truth be told, I ain't from this planet, y'all.
Alien?
That's what they call me.
Why are you here?
I saw y'all in there. They like nice people. Thought maybe I'd bail you out. Everyone could use a little bailing out once in a while.
Why?
Why not? Come on, y'all. Why acting suspicious? Get in.
Where are we going?
Go wherever you all want.
Cotty.
Got the right idea? Come on. I'll be your chauffeur.
Give me a chauffeur.
Yeah. Y'all can play Beyonce.
You girls is different from the rest. I knew y'all was special from the moment I saw you.
Major the idiot.
It's in your eyes. It's written on your faces.
Spring break.
I want to make you happy. I want us all to fall in love. Let's cause some trouble now. Live life to the fullest. Spring break. Spring break forever.
Sometimes it works, doesn't it?
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Sometimes I think people listening to this show will hear that at the beginning, and they'll hear what you play, and they're going, but... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, live from the podcast.
But a salute
Village
to everyone
Studios.
On spring break.
Yes, absolutely. We don't live in an idiot land.
No.
From Beijing, China to Mountaintop, Pennsylvania, from Baltimore, Maryland to Playa del Rey, California, from Houston, Texas to Malacca City, Malaysia, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. By the way, we got a great Yak Shack today.
Oh, good.
So stay tuned for that.
Lots of yaks.
Lots of wonderful yaks. Everybody's, no one's immune. Today, our show is brought to you by Joybird. Joybird online furniture shopping that lets you create the space and furniture that bring you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles, colors, fabrics, options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specifications. And every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund, plus hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer. You want to know what it is? I'll tell you. Well, okay, then don't interrupt me. Well, there we go. 25% off your first order by using the code TMOS at Joybird, and we thank you. It's time for the TMOS Yak Shack, everybody.
Hey, Yak Shack. Yak Shack.
There we
Yak
go.
Shack.
He wasn't ready for it. Yeah, there we are. Okay. Yes, sirree. Okay. We've got some, we are all over the board with this week's Yak Shack. The good news is you are calling the show anytime, morning, noon, and night at 888-920-6673, and you are leaving your yaks. Some are very simple, some are very complex, some are sweet, some are bitter, some are critiques, some are just pure joy.
Now, we're going on I think this is the third or fourth week that we visited the Yak Shack.
Well, I think it's not too soon to say the Yak Shack is an overwhelming success.
I agree.
I think people are enjoying the Yak Shack. You have communicated that with me, and let's dive right in.
But if you were a full-color graph on the bottom corner of USA Today, would you say it's on an upswing?
Let's dive right into the...
Alrighty.
Let's do this. Just like I said before you said that. Let's get our first yak right now, and let's take our very first call. Our very first call is simply referred to as Mr. 79.
Hey, Mike. It's Senior Golf Guy from California. And, you know, they called Al Geiberger Mr. 59 because he was the first to break 60 on the PGA Tour. I'm just wondering... would you like to now be referred to Mr. 79? Let us know.
All right, I think I can explain what's going on there. This is a really good golfer. I think I know the guy that called. I think I know who he is. And I think what he said, first of all, I am not Mr. 79 because lots of people do that, but I don't do it very often. In fact, I do it extraordinarily rarely, like maybe twice every 3 years. All right, so I think what he's doing, it might be on my own paranoid mind there, but I think he might be busting balls a little bit. Just a teeny tiny bit. So,
but I think it's nice, you know, in a show that we love to spotlight golfers of yesteryear, I don't think we've ever mentioned Al Geiberger. So that's nice.
Al Geiberger. Mr. 59. Next call. On the Yak Shack, sometimes I'm not sure whether they're faking it, but I do believe we get one or two of these every single week where either they were just being silly or they really made a legitimate mistake.
Hey, Mike. It's Senior Golf Guy from California.
That's not the one. That's not the one.
And, you know, they
that's
called.
Not the one. I blew that.
That's fine.
Thank you, Mike. Well done. You incredible, stupid. There you go. God almighty. Would you like to hear somebody who's drunk and sweet?
Yes. Sure.
Okay, here we go. Let's
hey, boys. My name's Brannon. B-R-A-N-O-N. It's not Brandon. I'm calling from Osage City. Love you guys. Been listening a long time. It's April 13th. On the 12th, the day before, you're talking about guys growing beards to make up for their balls?
What?
No.
Popular subject.
Do you F a girl with your balls?
Oh, dear.
Okay. It doesn't matter about the balls. Depends on the stick.
Oh, my.
And also want to say I'm using you as a, I don't know, a way to get to one of my old best friends that doesn't answer respond to me. I know he listens to your show.
Yeah.
Darren in Wichita.
Yeah.
I would like to talk.
Sure.
But you guys rock. Anyway, I love you guys. You are my Alf every day. I have to listen.
Did he say we're his Alf?
Out, I think.
Out. Okay, just checking.
My girl knows it.
Yeah.
Lucky lady.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little drunk. I had a long night. No. It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
no.
Oh, dear. Allergies.
10 a.m.
All right.
Oh, boy.
I should probably shut up now. But.
Oh.
Just wanted you guys to know. I love your show.
Oh, we love
Bye.
We love you. Sweet. Drunk and sweet.
So,
drunk and sweet.
So, and he just wants to see his friend.
Yeah, Darren in Wichita.
Darren. Give him a call.
Was it Darren?
I think so.
Darren.
Baron, something like that. Doesn't matter. He won't call.
Hey, boys. My name's Brannon.
Brannon. Right.
Brannon. Brannon. No, but the friend
you know,
was...
with a call for help like that, that's a call for help. You got to get the name right. Brannon.
I was referring to the friend.
The friend's Darren.
Oh, Darren's
Brannon
the friend.
And
okay,
Darren.
You're
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me that this my personal experience. I've known people... if you're still that loaded at 10 o'clock in the morning and it started the night before, that might be a real
maybe it's a spring
problem.
Break.
You know? Spring break.
Forever.
Yeah. The next call on the TMOS Yak Shack that you can call Monday, noon, and night at 888-920-6673 is called Rofo Reaction. Let's listen. Let's listen, shall we?
Hi, boys. Just Dana from Vermont, just driving home on a beautiful April day where it's snow on the ground. I just wanted to call and say how much I loved you and how great I think the show is. Also, just wanted to make a comment about the video that Maddie edited about the stay in the Madison episode. My boyfriend and I love your show, and we're watching that video while eating dinner the other night, and literally both spit out our beers laughing so hard because we had never seen a picture of Rofo before. So that was a shock for all of us, but it was hilarious. Great work. Love you all. Bye.
That Rofo featured, refresh my memory, Rob.
We worked really hard on a lot of gags, yes. But Rofo is only in a brief moment in the very end where he walks up and says hi to the Elvis figure. But I guess it was unexpected enough that it brought them great joy.
It was like a celebrity walk-off.
Yeah, a little Bob Hope type appearance.
A prominent celebrity walk-off.
I love the ladies calling in, by the way. Love the ladies.
Great energy.
Yes, wonderful energy. Clear-headed, lucid, sober.
Great whip.
It was wonderful. Next yak on the Yak Shack. TMOS Yak Shack. Yak Shack. Thank you. It's called A Mother's Question. Oh. Let's listen, shall we?
Hey, guys. This is a concerned mother from location withheld. And I have a question about my 4-year-old son. I need to know how in the hell do I keep him from sticking his hand down his pants all the time? And part two is when he inevitably does have to, quote, fix his penis. How do I get him to wash his hands afterwards without giving him a complex that it's dirty or wrong? But how do I get him to not do it at the ball? Okay, thanks, guys. Love you.
Can I go first?
Yes.
We're all welcome to it.
Yeah, of course.
So she's obviously this 4-year-old's thrusting his hand down his pants. Mom, please, no cause for concern.
No.
You know, my little man does the same thing, and daddy, when no one is in, in the home, or, he's having a quiet moment, quite often my hand will comfortably sit in that particular location. Mm-hmm. I think it's not unusual. I think men grab it, touch it. They want to make sure it's still there.
Yes.
It's some more than others. It's been featured prominently in music videos over the years. You know, I don't think it's cause for concern. As far as the hand washing, this is just me, but if you're making that big deal about touching your little bits down there, mm-hmm. It might give them a complex. And, look, Mom, the only thing I can say, cleaner than a dog's mouth.
That's true.
That's it. Or no, cleaner than a human mouth. I don't know.
Well, probably cleaner than both.
That was weird.
I say.
What now? What? Well, there's maybe I've got. You know what, Oscar? That might tie into another story I'm going to tell later in the broadcast.
Okay, thank you,
Mom.
Because I got a story about a. I don't even want to go. Go ahead, Rob.
Mom. First of all, focus on the positive. At least he's putting his hand down the front of his pants. Second of all, with my son,
that's true.
He did it a lot, and finally, Carrie called him. I said, you know, Robert, that's not polite to do that. And he was maybe 3 or 4. And he says, but Mom, it feels so good.
Oh, okay.
So, right. You know what? Right. You're not going to be able to stop him. Just teach him what's appropriate and what's not. And maybe buy him a fingernail brush.
Let's not bury the lead. The idea that a 4-year-old knows what a penis is, maybe that's
my 4-year-old did.
A view into the future.
My 4-year-old
did. The anatomy. They're not calling it ding-a-ling, ding-dong.
No, you see, Pony just learned that like 2 weeks ago.
Twigs and berries.
Yeah.
What did your family call it? What did your family?
La cosita.
La cosita. What did your mom call it?
We called it the doohinky.
The doohinky. We called it the tinkle.
The tinkle is good.
Tinkle.
Yeah.
It was both it was both a verb and a noun.
Also,
it was.
Well,
want to tinkle? Do you have to tinkle?
And yeah, we use that.
Don't touch your tinkle.
My dad said doogie. My mom, of course, called it my.
That's so nasty. That is so.
This is why your parents hate you.
This is so gross. Let's take another call. We're moving on.
Gross.
This is I wish this was the bonus show. This is a Jersey guy looks at all of us. Little analysis.
Hey there, boys. Joey Blue down here in Forked River, New Jersey.
Who?
Hey. I'm new to the show.
Yes.
And wanted to call the Yak Shack. And I just recently saw a video. And Mike, you look like
the father everybody would want with your shimmering silver beard.
Thank you.
Rob, you're like that dirty uncle that tells everybody a lot, like all the 10-year-old's dirty jokes.
He just proved that, by the way, Jersey guy. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I thought Oscar Santana would look a little bit thinner. Kind of chubby for a Spanish guy, don't you think?
Oh, wow.
Love you guys. Your show kicks ass. Much success in the future. You guys rule.
Spanish.
Yeah, I suppose he was picturing Sergeant Garcia from Zorro.
Chubby.
Chubby. Well, I have nothing to say. He was complimentary to me.
Well, I think I'm more of a kind uncle than a dirty uncle.
Yeah. You just said this.
Yeah, but we're going to bleep, but it's fine.
You're a dirty uncle. Well, you know what? I am good. Chubby. Thank you for that hard, tough love.
You going to use that for motivation,
I haven't seen my mom in about a month and a half, so it's good times to keep it in check. Mm-hmm. Maybe one less slice of pizza.
Sure.
I'm losing weight again. Yeah, it's like, you know, the Titanic comes into a port, gets more deck chairs, goes out to sea, loses a few deck chairs off the Titanic. We're on our way to another port. Who knows what's going to happen?
A marvelous cycle.
Let's take some more calls at the Yak Shack.
Mr. Mike O'Mara.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
This is Joe in Dixon, California.
Hey, Joe.
We are known for our cider. Dixon.
What?
Cider.
Cider?
Yes,
cider.
Yes.
Is he saying cider?
He's doing a stupid
joke. For the man who's always correcting grammatical errors from his cohorts.
Uh-huh.
I have noticed a trend.
What?
You always, and I repeat, always, are saying, Carla and me, my dad and me, my mom and me. Correction, it is Carla and I.
I know that.
Always jump on your cohorts for correcting. You are always correcting your co-hosts.
Shut
I'm sorry.
Up, Joe.
It's Joe.
And I'm surprised they don't jump on you when you make these grammatical errors.
Yeah.
What's the point of all this?
What?
Well,
what?
Nothing really. You're the man, and I figured I would tell you that you are the man, and I'm flaming out.
Flaming out.
Yeah.
Goodbye!
All right,
Do I say Carl and me? I guess I do.
You would say that. It if it's the object of the sentence, but not the subject, and that's correct.
I don't know.
And by the way, the Dixon cider joke, that's played. Don't do that anymore, Joe.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yes,
that last call?
Yes.
Oh, I see. I didn't even pick up on that.
Have you noticed that? I have not noticed, but I'm not the best at grammar, so
I disagree. You're the best at grammar.
I'm not.
let's move on. Lena is a regular caller, and she's mad at Rob, and I'm not sure why. Maybe you guys can help me.
Hey, this is Lena. I'm actually calling you all in regards to Thursday's show. Let me just say one thing. You, Rob, you, Oscar. Simple as that. I'll see you on the conclave next week or whatever. But the Romanos will be here probably in a week or two. So I'll be here when I'll be here. And I'll kick your ass when I get there. Bye.
I know why she was upset.
Did you edit that, Rob?
Yeah, actually, I don't
know.
So
you listen to all these?
No, you're
going to start doing the Yak Shack if you listen.
No, that was an odd instance where I heard her name and I knew her, so I let it play for a few seconds. I said, well, we can't air that
word.
Well,
hold on a second. I thought you just get these and then them over to me and I edit them.
I clean up the front because there's usually a little bit of dead space at the front. I want them to cue nicely. I clean up the end and I normalize them so the volume is
easy.
But anyway, I know why she's angry.
You don't listen to the entire Yak Shack?
No, certainly not.
All right,
I know why she's angry.
Just don't want two people doing work at once.
Also, don't want to be blindsided.
Right. Absolutely.
I want to be surprised.
Me? No, I don't want us not to be blindsided. We need to be blindsided sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Like someone calls us, we want to be surprised.
Yes.
All right.
But the reason she's mad is that we called her on an instance that she
said she was on It's Academic.
Yeah, she brought it up in conversation that she appeared on It's Academic, and we were very impressed. And then after
pressing
her,
as a cheerleader, okay,
as a cheerleader. Yeah. So
but that was like 15 minutes into like the congratulations. Wow, like you must have been a magnet
for a long
student
time,
when you were in high school. Only magnet students and like higher educated students get on. Was it international crowd? We're asking her about her the dais and her panel that she was on. She was like, no. I was actually just a cheerleader. After 15 minutes of praising her for being on It's Academic.
A lie of omission. But apparently she's going to kill us now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. No, she's going to kill you.
I think it's for both of us.
Rob really
You got
laid
the FU. You yeah, got the FU, Rob. Yeah,
yeah. So did Oscar.
I got one too, but mine wasn't as hostile.
All right. Now we cleared that up. I'm glad because I didn't know what that was all about. The next, we're winding down the Yak Shack. We're running late as usual on Wednesday. This is a brilliant recommendation. I don't remember it because I didn't.
I like when you label them.
Yeah, I just want to give you a recommendation. Spencer from Arizona. You got to give Alien News Desk a chance. It explains how messed up we are as a species and why aliens should probably invade us if they're actually out there. Bye.
Huh? What?
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 What? What?
He said alien news desk? Alien news desk?
I don't know. We're all. Hey, congratulations, caller! You officially stopped the show. Let's get a couple more, and then we got to get out of here with the Yak Shack. More love for Rob.
Hey guys, it's Mike in Rochester, working some construction detail out here, and also home of Wegmans. Rob, what is your problem, buddy? If you can't get out of the parking lot of a Wegmans, that's because you can't drive around old people. That's you. If you can't find the cold case right next to the express lanes, right there at the front of the store to get in and get out, that's on you. And it really sounds like you've got a problem with the Super Wegmans, the ones with the two-tier restaurants and the cheese bars and the mushroom stand. That's not most of the Wegmans across New York State and Pennsylvania. Those are the Super Wegmans. But, again, Wegmans is pushing across most of the Eastern Seaboard, and their top 100 company to work for. I don't see Giant pulling that stunt anytime soon. Thanks a lot. Love the show. See ya.
All right. It's been brought to my attention that some Wegmans do have a convenience case at the front, but that doesn't change the fact that they have a confusing layout with non-linear aisles set up in their store to make you stay in there longer. Also, yes, it's a Super Wegmans, but that's all we have down here. So you and all your northern New York brothers, why don't you go and marry your stupid Wegmans, okay? Sucks.
What about top 100 companies to work for?
You know what the top company to work for? It's called the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'm here. This is what I love. This is what I love.
God bless you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
Bingo.
That's very nice. All I put on this was last call. Because,
A capper.
I always loved it. Well, I like to save the brightest and the best for last, something that can maybe enlighten us as we go into the rest of the week. So this is simply last call on the TMOS Yak Shack, and you can hit the music after this, Ross Spiewak.
Rob and Mike, not Oscar.
What a asshole.
Wow, hey, we had to edit a lot of that.
I love the fact that he used Beethoven's Ninth. Wasn't that beautiful? An ode to joy.
Okay. What a jerk store.
We're hitting the Yak Shack.
I bet he shops at Wegmans.
You know what, sir? You're off key.
And off base.
Yeah.
We wear your scorn as a badge of honor, all of us. Boy, there's plenty to go around during that one. Don't forget the TMOS Yak Shack is 24-7, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We welcome your calls, and we'll be back with a lovely story that I've alluded to twice now, but you're going to get it next. The story of Frankie and his public display. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The year is 2019 and the death toll only rises. It's Mickey, the Tony Perkins Show, AmeriCast, and Tech 411 have all perished in the nuclear fire called Judgment Day. With cake and cookies and life support, only political persuasions remains to helm the resistance against whatever it is we're fighting against in this promo. Each Thursday, listen as Resistance leader Mike O'Mara and Skynet stooge Chris Frates discuss the political scene as the fate of our world hangs in the balance. Political Persuasions, Thursdays on MikeO'MaraShow.com, PoliticalPersuasions.com, and wherever else Skynet allows it.
That's cool.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. Lots of people have dogs. And most people think that their dog is the best and the cutest and the smartest. But let's face it, dogs can't read. They just can't. Really. So we're going to read this announcement to your dog. So turn me up and get your pup to listen. Try to get them over to the speaker if you can. Yeah. You ready? Come on. Come on. Come on, boy. Come on, girl. Come on. Give me. Come on. Come on. You want a treat? You want a treat? Come on. Come on. You want a treat? All right, here we go. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Is it you? Yes, it is. Do you want a treat? Yes, you do. Well, you can buy treats at the TMOR shopping center. Remember, sweet boy, always use Target, Macy's, and Walmart to buy anything your walnut-sized brain desires. Toys, beds, bones, doghouses. They even have stuff for humans, too. It's on our website and gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Not only you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting your Michael Berry show. Who's supporting your Michael Berry show? He's a good boy. I love you. I love you. He's a good boy. The Michael Berry show. He's a good boy. He's a good boy. Oh, he's a good boy. I love you, love you, love you. Now, do you want to go for a walk? You want to go outside? You want to go potty? You want to go outside, go potty?
No need. The TMOS Shopping Center has everything. It lets you shop from the comfort of your home. This is internet shopping at its finest.
Isn't that right, Blue Animated Aardvark? Right.
Oh, which one was the Aardvark?
Jackie Mason. Jack-
What?
Thank you.
Enough stupidity to go around.
We'll
this
do
promo.
The ant tomorrow.
The TMOS Shopping Center has it all. Spot over. Go back to butt-sniffing, little boy. Yes, right. Thank you.
All right, that's a beautiful segue into this segment of the program.
Got lucky. So, we're of one mind sometimes.
The whole show's been like that. It's like we had a rehearsal. We didn't.
No.
Anyway, two nights ago, right before I put my son down for bed, and it's a very simple task that my wife and I trade routinely.
Mm-hmm.
And, quite often she's exhausted at the end of the day. I'm exhausted at the end of the day. And she'll say, can you put Michael down to bed? And I'll give her the Napoleon.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll be sitting there, recliner open, feet up, feet sore,
okay.
And I mean, it's a nothing task.
Right.
You take him into the bathroom, have him brush his teeth, make sure he pees, and then you have the, Dad, I want it. Sometimes I give him five dreams, wonderful dreams that he can dream at night so he'll feel better. And, I do that. And sometimes.
What's your favorite dream that you give him?
Oh, wow. There's so many of them that I've done. I'm trying to think what one of the most recent ones was that he gets to school. And I want you to dream about this way. I'd say it to him.
Yeah.
So, Michael, you get to school. And then tomorrow when you get to school, none of your classmates are there. Just your teachers, because they're going to take care of you. But they're also taking care of puppies. That's all you have in the school is puppies. There are no kids. And the puppies love you. And they're jumping all over you. And they're licking your face. And it's puppies all day.
That's
and all you do
dream.
All day is play with puppies. That was one of them. Then I make him up. I make him
that's
up
really
on the fly
sweet.
When I'm going.
Does he not like the other kids at school?
He likes the other kid at school. Oh, okay. It had nothing to do with that. Oh, okay. I'm not being Sigmund effing Freud here, Oscar. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling him about puppies to get him to go to effing sleep.
My mom always gave me the dream that I went to Naked Day at school on the wrong day and everyone else had clothes on and I was naked.
Why would you ever want that dream?
He make joke. You see, mom give him nightmare. Like, my mom used to tell me, she'd give me a dream that I'm falling and
falling
and falling from a very tall skyscraper. And then I wake
my
up.
My mother
and I hit
give
the ground.
Me classic Heepum dream of go to school on exam day, not study. Then go on stage and not know lines.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, perhaps a bonus show with Night Terrors on the Mike O'Mara show coming up in the future. So I've got him in bed.
Right.
And then he says a book. And sometimes I'll give him the book. Sometimes I won't. This is one where it was early enough and he was just being super cute. And I said, yeah. And he says, will you read me a book, Daddy? Will you read me? I said, yeah. I get out of the bed. Come over to the couch. I'll read you a book. And he says, can we read One Morning in Maine? And I said, One Morning in Maine.
I know from past shows you've read this one a couple times.
Well, there's Zen Shorts, which is a great book that Rob gave Michael when he was very, very little. And that's the one that also gets, will you read Zen Shorts?
That
it's
book,
like 10 stories in a story.
That still then, carries weight, that book? I gave it to him like four years ago.
It hasn't been requested recently,
okay.
But One Morning in Maine is a beautiful story by Robert McCloskey. I always read it when I was a child, and my son loves it, but it's a little wordy. Sure. You know, as far as, you know, I like him a little more brief when you're going right to Betty Bye. And then, you know, by the time he gets into the real long stories, hopefully he'll be reading himself.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Can't happen soon enough. So one morning in Maine, we're out there and I'm reading it and I'm, you know, there's plenty of time. I'm rested. I'm feeling energetic. I want to give it a really good read
about yes.
Sal and Jane and losing her tooth and digging clams with her father and going to Bucks Harbor in the rowboat and seeing Mr. Condon at the store and then going and getting the chocolate ice cream cone and then coming home, clam chowder for lunch. I really wanted to give it a reading. So we're doing that, and I'm giving it such an animated reading that Carla comes over from her side of the sectional and sits down next to us. So we're sitting there with the whole family in a tight little ball as I'm reading One Morning in Maine. And as I'm reading, I think I got to the part where she's outside and she slips on the seaweed before when the seal pops out of the water. Sure. And I hear Carla go, "Oh my God." And I said, "What?" She looks over at me and I stop the book and Michael's kind of in his own world. And she looks at me, she goes, "Frankie, fucking Frankie." And I look down and Frankie is doing what dogs do,
sure.
licking that area that they lick. But Frankie is doing this so vigorously that he has the lipstick thing
sure.
happening, but the lipstick is... The lipstick on a chihuahua is like, it looked like the neck of a clam coming out.
Oh,
it
was no. the most
nastiest, horrifying thing I've ever seen. And then Carla, I guess just in the spirit of the moment with my son right there, thank God he didn't hear it or retain it, said, he's giving himself a BJ. And so it was so disgusting.
I think you're supposed to, spread a little salt on it when it's out, right?
It was.
Oh, that's yeah, a slug, a Oscar.
No, it had a snail look. It looked like a razor clam.
Oh.
You know those razor clams they did out in the Pacific
yes.
Northwest?
Yes.
It was horrifying. I didn't know. I said, my God. I mean, that's half the length of his own body.
Well, obviously, I mean, the death of his brother.
Well, no. His brother's not around. But he's sitting there going at it. I'm like, Frankie, knock that off. Frankie, stop that. Frankie, you put that away. Stop. And
put
then he looks
away.
At me. And by the way, when a dog's doing that, this is where the dog will be like down like this going.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, Frankie, stop that. And he go,
like what? Me?
What? What was I doing?
I was just listening to the book.
That's right.
What was I doing?
Taking care of myself.
Chocolate ice cream cone.
Yeah, that's right.
But I'll tell you something. The two things at play, either the breed, Chihuahuas.
Known showers.
Have that quality.
Is that true?
Or you know, I might have the Ron Jeremy of Chihuahuas here, but I don't know. But
Peter
it's gross.
North.
And let me just say this: I hope I never see it again. I hope I never ever see that again.
You think because so he can't hump a Luga anymore that's he's got to resort to something?
Could be, but I've never seen this. This was not.
Well, you
this
don't
was
watch
not just the act. By the way, dogs do that all day long. You see them doing that all the time. This was obviously some sort of activity that
Santos
I've never been witness to. He's alone a lot.
Such a little guy.
Really?
That I'm like, oh. I know you're purebred, but something might have happened in those chromosomes.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's not, like, I feel for him, and he's not dating or anything, but I feel for him if he had to in the future. Because that would be a tough conversation.
Well, he's got a great personality.
He does, but you know, he's not. There's no motion of the ocean if he ever had to date. Let me tell you that much.
Well, it was upsetting to look at when I saw the dog, little Chihuahua, on the floor, and you know, I guess I can sum it up in one word:
yeah.
Jealousy.
Yeah,
just jealousy. That's what it was. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Time now for fun with languages. Today we speak German. If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Wenn Sie nicht meckern, atmen Sie nicht.
It's time to laugh more.
Es ist Zeit, mehr zu lachen.
A TMOS bonus package is the perfect choice.
Ein TMOS bonus paket ist die perfekte Wahl.
It's an extra hour of comedy that keeps the funny train chugging along.
Es ist eine zusätzliche Stunde Comedy, die den lustigen Zug immer weiter juckt.
Try it. Buy it. You'll love it.
Probieren Sie es aus. Kaufen Sie es. Sie werden es lieben.
Ooh, das ist ein Bingo.
Ooh, that
Bingo.
Jim Amato. Wow.
What a great promo.
Wow, you keep rocking. Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Here's some powerful news from Cornerstone First Financial. The economy's softening. Because of that, rates are down. They're the lowest they've been in a full year. Tis the season. A lot of people want to get refis, want to buy new homes. Rates are back around 4%. And with the spring home market in full swing, it's time to act. Whether you are buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees you the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. We told you yesterday how much we love Cornerstone, how good they are. They're good people, friends of TMOS. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. What is your favorite diet beverage as far as soda is concerned?
There's a new Coke product called Bubbly that they have.
Bubbly?
Is it Bubbly, if I'm not mistaken?
I don't know, but we've been, everyone who's come in here today has talked about a salon called Bubbles, and Maddie and I are sick and tired of
it. What?
Bubbles Salon is like a chain haircut.
Everyone keeps bringing up Bubbles.
Have you never been to Bubbles? I've been to Bubbles.
I have one next to my house. I'm going to go there today.
You should probably go there at least twice a week.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Bubbles, you know, you. By the way, just remember those chain haircutters, though. You get the people in there that don't give a rat's
ass. It's a step above a haircuttery.
How could that be? Where is it compared to Supercuts?
I go by dollars. Average haircut of Bubbles, at least when I used to go, was $30 to $40.
Okay.
So $30 to $40.
$30 to $40 is like a salon.
Well, if you are a haircuttery, you can get a cut for like $20, $25 now.
Okay.
And then if you go to a general barber, you can maybe get away with a $15. How much do your haircuts down in Florida cost?
$15.
So
I go to a barber shop.
Bubbles,
but I'm not going back to the last guy because he talks too much.
But a salon cut here in D.C. is roughly $60 for a man.
Sure.
So it's below a salon. It's a chain. But you get what you get.
Pony, why are they talking about Bubbles?
I don't know. Johnny came in here and he said he went to Bubbles to get his haircut, and it just struck me as so odd. And then people kept talking about Bubbles one after another today.
Where do you usually get a haircut? Where do you go?
I go to a place that is in my old neighborhood. I used to go there all the time, but it's kind of inconvenient to get there. So I'm thinking I want to go to this place that's right next to my apartment, but I feel bad about it because like the old place, I know the people at the old place.
Trust me, they'll be glad. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Carla, did you butt dial me? You butt dialed me, and you're in the house, and you butt dialed me.
Mr. O'Mara, the call is coming from inside the house.
Can you hear me? Do you have your phone?
Oh, my God.
The show's pick your phone up.
Derailed.
You're on the show because you butt dialed me right in the middle of the show. We're talking about diet soda pop. What is? Don't have to smash through the door like that.
Here she comes.
That's a great door.
Come on. Show them your activewear.
Activewear.
Look at that voice. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now for men across the listening audience. Slide over a little bit, honey. There you go.
What?
Yeah, how you doing? How's your...
Congratulations. Congratulations on your fitness fame.
Absolutely.
We've seen you all over Facebook.
Thank you.
Well done.
It's been fun.
Those burpees are incredible. Let me tell you.
Yeah, they're tough.
Super hard to do. Mike, how are you doing? How are your burpees?
It depends. I was going to say I love drinking Diet Dr. Pepper.
and I
get the burpees after that. What?
And having the burpees.
I get the burpees big time. That's how I do them. That's it.
So does she know that she butt dialed you?
You didn't know, did you?
No, and I don't even have my phone on.
Yeah, me. iPhone technology sucks.
It's like I was using the bathroom and my phone dialed you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm.
Really?
That's no good.
No.
Did you work out?
Yeah.
All right, how was your workout today?
Great.
Champ. All right, that's great. Have a nice day.
All right, see ya.
All right, see ya.
Bye, Carla.
There she goes. Yes, Siri. Still don't know why she's with me. She's into fitness. What?
Sodas.
I'm sorry.
How could the phone die? I don't know.
Dr. Pepper. I'm on a Diet Dr. Pepper kick.
You know, that's odd. That's not a mainline soda, and that is my favorite.
It's so tasty.
It's my favorite diet soda. And have you tried
so good.
Have you tried the Dr. Pepper 10?
That is
that
a,
with
a
10
step
calories?
Above. Yes, yeah. A step above.
It has like just like just a touch of the real stuff.
When they put just enough sugar in these diet beverages,
it was an answer to
the bad stuff.
It was an answer to what was it called? Coca-Cola Life.
Yes,
the Green Coke that was almost okay, but this they've nailed it. Dr. Pepper nailed it.
That
10
is strong.
What are you drinking?
Well, look, a Diet Dr. Pepper, I think, is I would top three diet soda.
Oh yeah!
Wow. Okay. I'm surprised at this. I didn't like it. I love this stuff.
You know, I found an old. I've gotten back together with an old girlfriend of mine, Wegmans, and she has a freestyle.
Cut that out.
She has a freestyle Coke machine. These nice Coke machines that you can do any type of soda mix that you have.
The fancy Coke machine. Yeah, it's great.
So now you can get a lemon Sprite. Out of that machine, which is, it's already, you've got a hint of a Lime-Aide to your Sprite.
Did you mean to say Lyman? Because that used to be the old ad campaign. The Sprite had the
Bacardi
taste of Lyman.
Yeah,
but that's different.
But they call it Limon.
Oh, that's more expensive now.
And I tried that just 3 nights ago, and that was really refreshing.
And what is the combination if somebody's in one of those machines?
It's not, so Sprite already has kind of a fresh taste to it.
Citrus.
Lemon lime.
Yeah, lemon lime. Yeah. But this one has more of a lemon taste to it.
So a lemony, sparkling beverage.
Yes.
Oh, so you can
sugary
mix them.
Though, right?
Oh, well, all day. And then this next one is a seltzer water. Bubbly is what it's called.
Yes.
Every 6 months, a new shiny can comes out. You're like, oh, let me try that.
Yeah, then.
Okay.
One of the tall, skinny cans?
That's what Coke is
trying to. Now they're marketing to millennials with, it's still 12 ounces, but it's tall and skinny.
Like Red Bull cans.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. No, this is a regular size can, and They have an apple flavored one. They've got a lemon flavored one. But since it's flavored seltzer water, I want to say it's healthier for you. Probably not, but that's what I'm really into.
Mm-hmm. And it's called Bubbly.
Bubbly.
Spelled B-U-B-B-L-Y.
They ought to put Pony Boy on the can. Anyway, we have to take a break. And when we go, this is personality. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Michael
Harris
Show.
I don't want to leave my old guy.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Elle will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Alexa. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect with qualified candidates that place ZipRecruiter. You know it. You love it. ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Remember, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
News!
Boo! French billionaire François-Henri Pinault.
Ho, ho, ho!
And his father are pledging 100 million euros to rebuild Notre Dame. That comes to about $113 million. The Pinault family is crazy rich. They either own or own shares in companies like Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, Christie's Auction House, and Stella McCartney, to name a few. Francois Henri is also Selma Hayek's husband. Well, there's a guy that's got it all going for him.
Yes, indeed.
He is the father of her daughter, Valentina, and he's not the only one opening up his wallet. The guy who runs Louis Vuitton pledged $233 million. The cosmetics company L'Oreal pledged $113 million, and so did the French petroleum company Total. Apple CEO Tim Cook also promised Apple would pledge an undisclosed amount. Come on, Tim. You know, if they're all stepping up, give the number, okay?
Yeah, please.
Okay, Apple. Hey, Apple.
Hey,
come on,
Apple.
Hey, Apple.
But they have to call it an iCathedral.
Tim
now.
Apple.
Overall, the promised donations have already cleared more than $700 million, which I think is a nice thing. That's
yes.
good. I mean, it's, 850 years. Let's rebuild it and make the spires whole again.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Are you ready for some celebrity IQs?
Oh, please.
Yeah, oh, I like this.
Matt Damon, Conan O'Brien, and Quentin Tarantino are all right up there with Stephen Hawking and Einstein at 160.
Damn.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that truly amazing? Well, you think about Matt Damon and how old he was when he wrote that incredible script. Look at that movie and
Goodwill Hunting.
Goodwill Hunting, and you just how it's written, how it's crafted, the intellectual ability to put that together, it's spectacular.
And it takes a lot of IQ to prop up Ben Affleck.
You think Ben would just wrote like 25% of that and gave him co-writing credit?
You say, hey, you want to go get bagels? I'll write this. You go get bagels, Ben?
I just set up the cute girls for later when we're done writing.
You think Matt Damon probably did all the lifting on that script?
Well, unfortunately, two of them later in life have taken two paths. One to rehab and one to like what seems to be a healthy, stable family.
Yeah, that's true. But it's amazing to think that they're that high. Running just below, Alicia Keys and Cindy Crawford at 154.
Wow.
Kate Beckinsale is close behind at 152, even though you wouldn't know it by her choice of men. Really, you wouldn't.
Who are we to say?
And also,
just kind of the romance.
Okay,
you know,
are we just asking
older looking guys?
Yeah, they're good.
And older guys date young girls that are rapid all the time.
This is true. You're absolutely right. Thank you. Okay, you're right. I'm wrong.
And are we just asking Kate what her IQ is? Or are we vetting this? Say, how's 154. Thanks.
I didn't know that she was as in her 40s.
Yeah.
Because she looks like she's in her I would say late 20s, early 30s.
I agree.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah,
absolutely. She is gorgeous. Jessica Alba, 151. David Duchovny, 147. Meryl Streep, 143. Shakira, Kesha, Madonna, Claire Danes, and Natalie Portman have IQs of 140. And I know Natalie Portman went to Yale.
Yeah. Kesha, I knew she was smart when she started spelling with a dollar sign. That's the sign that you know she's smart.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. Nicole Kidman has an IQ of 132. And the aforementioned Rob had him in the opening. That's where the whole show ties together today. James Franco is at 130. Which is still considered exceptional, but it didn't keep him from being a jerk on some of those movie sets.
Brain teasers forever.
130, 130. Spring break, spring break. You suspicious of me?
Don't be suspicious.
Anne Hathaway. I love Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I do too.
I really do. I love Devil Wears Prada, one of my favorite movies. She gave up booze last year, but only because she has a 3-year-old son. I can relate to that. She says, quote, I didn't put it down because my drinking was a problem. I put it down because the way I drink leads me to have hangovers, and those were the problem. Anne doesn't want you to think she's against drinking. She says she finds it, quote, really fun and awesome.
It is. She's right.
But when Anne drinks, she likes to drink. And it just doesn't really work when you have a young kid. Carla said that a bunch of times. You just can't do it with a little one. And she's covered my ass a lot of times when it's like, please get him out of bed. Anyway.
Good to see you, honey. We're done.
Especially Anne Hathaway says her last night of drinking, which led to a 5-day hangover. I like Anne Hathaway more now.
Wow, you ever have a 5-day?
Oh, pretty close. Yeah.
Really?
I've been taken out for the whole week. It's the only thing that keeps me out of rehab. Is that I get so affected by the alcohol the morning after.
Wow,
you before it's too late.
Yeah.
Some people I know that, you know, no matter how much they drink, they can get up and do it all over again.
Yeah.
And, you know, more power to them. And let's go, Buffalo!
I thought a vodka and water looked refreshing.
Anne vows to drink again, but not until, quote, my kid is out of the house.
Okay.
It happens sooner than that, who knows? Apparently, some major companies are making a huge bet. And by the way, I would like to request that don't say anything gross.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You.
All right.
I'm looking at you.
All right.
Don't say anything gross.
When do I ever?
Some major companies are making a huge bet that the next big food craze could be breast milk for adults.
Ooh.
Just Dow DuPont is estimating that it could become a $1 billion market. Here's the thought process. Breast milk contains something called human milk oligosaccharide, or HMO, and it's great for babies because it helps fight infections and inflammation, helps brain development, and gets good bacteria to the colon. But at this point, the synthetic versions of HMO that are used in baby formula are just about as good as the real thing. And if we took them as adults, it could help with things like allergies, irritable bowel syndrome, and even keeping our brains young.
How about that?
So companies are apparently going to start making basically fake breast milk targeted at adults. I'd try it if it was good for your health. You know, I mean, if it's synthetic and it's not, you know, I tell you, though, you can't argue with the delivery system. there's no word on when it could come out. You could have fun with it. You know, just look in the right marketing milk hands.
Yeah, clean the nozzle.
Stop it. I wasn't the one you had to worry about
milk
today.
Me, Fokker? I know. Yeah. I got nipples.
There you go. So don't be surprised if it comes to market. You might be hearing about that in the future. Fascinating.
You know what? If I see the cover of Time with a grown man on his wife milking himself.
Yeah.
Milking her.
Yeah, that's
himself.
Probably going to be on Time Magazine, Oscar.
No, you've got
Man
no,
of the Year.
We've got these infants. Didn't you remember that the cover with the mom with the 5-year old?
Yeah, but it's not really Time scene. I think that might be more of a Newsweek thing.
Coke breast. Anyway, researchers at the University of Chicago ran a study where they gave a group of teenagers an article showing them how corporations are manipulating them into eating junk food. The article explained how companies are exploiting them, marketing addictive and unhealthy food to them, and getting rich off of them as a result. It also emphasized that they especially target young children and people in poorer communities. The researchers also had a group of teenagers read an article that just talked about all the healthy benefits of good foods. And they found the kids who read about how they were being manipulated immediately started making healthier food choices. The group that just read about the healthy benefits of foods didn't. That makes sense when you're dealing with teens, right? Yeah, you know that, right?
It's simple reverse psychology.
The researchers say it's because the kids had a powerful instinct to rebel against the food companies and stick it to the people exploiting them.
Yep.
So when they find out they're being played by the Twinkie people, they react to it.
Yeah. Stick it to the man, big Twinkie. Right, man.
They still Juul, and all we're telling them is they're marketing to them with all the pink and fuchsia Juul cases, yes. So they can take their nicotine / marijuana. And
Mike, every school bus smells like cinnamon now.
Oh, that's terrible. And now a little something something. There's a 58-year-old woman. Her name, Michelle Jackson. Why am I sounding like Jim Hanks?
I liked it.
She's from Marrero, Louisiana. Last week, her 59-year-old boyfriend dumped her for good after a 6-year on-again, off-again relationship. Well, that made Michelle so angry that she did the only logical thing. Later that night, while he was asleep, she grabbed his prosthetic leg and started hitting him with it.
Ooh.
He wound up with a pretty nasty gash on his head, and she was arrested for aggravated battery. If he dumped her for good, what was she doing in the house while he slept? I'm stumped. I'm sorry. I'm doing this too much. But either way, I guess she was a bit amped up. These multiple jokes have to stop. I think they're turning into a crutch. Thank you. I'm sorry. 3 jokes for the price of 1. 3 horrible jokes instead of 1 really good one.
You know, Mike, the ironic thing is that she gave him the leg. It was just a stocking stuffer.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, yours was just as bad as mine.
It was.
Thank you.
It was.
We'll take a break and come back with the audio of Alton Robb's View Arc right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on The Real Interns of Podcast Village.
It's me, boy intern Johnny. I saw something zany while I was at the wax museum. Something went down between Pony and Rob. When Pony said that he didn't like Elvis, Rob got so red hot with anger that his sheer energy melted the Stephen Colbert figure. And now TMOS owes Madame Tussauds over $300,000. I guess there's really no chance of interns getting paid now.
Follow the interns at MikeOmaraShow.com.
I love it. The intern saga.
Yeah.
Keep it coming, kids. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Get ready to celebrate.
Yay!
April 17th is International Ford Mustang Day. Vroom, 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 vroom. Just like Adam and Eve.
It's all about Bat Appreciation Day. We've got that one, too. How about that, Rob?
I don't like bats.
In addition, it's National Cheese Ball Day. Yum. Holy Wednesday. See you at Mass. But most importantly, it's International Haiku Poetry Day. So to observe, a brief Asian poem for you. Bonus show for you. Time to buy and time to try. Laughter brings you joy. Thank you. Thank you very much. You see the bonus show? Wow.
It was just a brief Asian poem.
You continued to amaze. You see the
or bonus disappoint.
Show is an extra six episode. I'd like to read the haiku one more time, please.
Hey, Mike, also, do you have better music for it than I do?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, because I don't think you dropped. I don't think the Gap Band is really for a haiku.
No, I don't think it is at all. Bonus show for you. Time to buy. Time to try. Laughter brings you joy.
That was magnificent.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The bonus show is an extra six episode of TMOS. Okay?
Yes.
That you can grab every week if you just spend a few pennies. So please do. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Please buy our thing. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So buy it, try it, and even if you don't observe National Bat Day, please have warm thoughts that celebrate the winged rats of the air. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, let us open up the audio vault. Can't do it unless I go over here and do this.
All right. There
Thank you very much.
Here. Wide open. Mike, Dax Shepard. Do you have a take on Dax Shepard?
He's a good player.
No, he's an actor.
Yeah, Dax.
I was joking.
He was. I didn't
I'm
like the movie.
The guy, who's the guy that plays for the Cowboys?
Dak.
Dak. Isn't there a Dak?
I think there is a Dak. Yeah.
Quarterback.
But Dak. I didn't
is
like it,
is Dax Shepard a country artist?
No, he's an actor.
No. Blonde hair. Dax.
He looks like
I'm 60 years old. I'm officially out of touch.
He was in the movie. He was in the movie Chips.
If you look him up,
is he a movie star?
Yes,
he is a star.
He is a star.
What is Dax
television and movie star?
Chips.
He's in Parenthood.
Yeah,
he's been in a handful of television shows.
I've always found him sort of.
I probably would know him if I saw him.
He looked like the guy from Scrubs. Kristen Bell, right?
He's married to Kristen Bell.
He's not movie star looks. He's kind of
no, but he's made a lot
goofy
of movies.
Looking, right?
He's like an Owen Wilson one.
Yeah. I know who he is.
I think
he's funny.
I've never been really taken with him as a movie star, but I think he is a good talk show guest, and he cemented that when he told this story on Jimmy Kimmel. I do believe it takes a certain amount of gumption to tell this story on national television.
I moved to LA. I'm 20 years old, living in Santa Monica, and I'm just bored one evening, and all of a sudden I go, I have all the means I need. I went up to Savon. I bought 5 boxes for $1. There was a sale because I was like, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to want to do this multiple times. So I buy 5 boxes of Jell-O. I mix it all up, put the glass in the refrigerator. Finally, 30 minutes up, I go get the glass of Jell-O out. I don't even take it to the bedroom. I don't know if that's even what you should do. In the kitchen, within 6 seconds, I'm just sloshing around Kool-Aid. It just completely disintegrates.
Yeah. He made love to a bowl of Jell-O. But wait, there's part two.
Like
to
when
this.
He was a kid?
He was 20.
Okay, well, you're horny at 20.
And so he made love to the Jell-O, but wait, the story goes on.
And then I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning, and I go, oh my goodness. I don't have insurance. I go to the LA Free Clinic. This doctor had to have graduated that morning. She was 26 at the oldest. I mean, it was such a disaster. And she just goes, that's just a rash from the gelatin. You don't have an STD.
So, oh, God. Wow.
So think of that. Gross. The next time you make yourself. There's always room for Jell-O, Mike.
That's fascinating. Wow.
Are you familiar, Mike, with, and we've talked about this before, the hobby or the profession of a manualist?
Yes, somebody who like sings songs with their hands.
Exactly,
right?
The hand farts. And
Pete Toomey, was that the guy on Carson?
That was the guy on Carson. We've had another guy. We've had other CDs. And
did
stuff.
The Stars and Stripes Forever?
Britain's Got Talent debuted a new talent last night, and this guy did a medley of "Take on Me," "Ghostbusters," and "Eye of the Tiger."
So I love manualists. This is funny. He's playing with his hands. He's making the air come out of his hands.
And this is 1980s. This is 1980s music.
This is going. It's not as good as Toomey.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
A lot of help, right?
Yeah.
A lot of help.
Yeah. But he's still pretty good. And Mike.
All right, tomorrow on the show, please do this. Bring the Toomey to Oscar so he can hear the one that Carson had when he did Stars and Stripes Forever.
Yeah.
He's just better.
I've never heard it.
Yeah. But Mike, I think you and I can agree. It's nice that the art form lives on.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Yes, wonderful.
So let's say you're a guy and you're getting married and you get accused of groping a waitress at your wedding.
It goes
to court.
Oh, wow.
Here's the lawyer's statement to the press as to why his client is innocent.
If that young man committed a crime at his reception, Dr. Phil couldn't fix this marriage. The fact that she's with him tells you he's an innocent man.
He's an innocent man.
Because the wife stayed with him.
Because his wife is still with him. I don't know. Should you really be issuing statements if you're at that point? Maybe just
I'd like more detail before I pass judgment. Thank you.
Okay, very good. And we close with one of my favorite newscaster slip-ups in recent history. NBC4 in New York City.
The biggies.
Yeah, this is a big one. David Ushery is the anchor, and he was trying to discuss a dog rescue. And I think what he meant to say was dog paddle. He did not.
The dog in Thailand is certainly giving new meaning to the phrase doggy paddle. Excuse me. He was found swimming 135 miles off the shore of Thailand near an oil rig.
Workers first spotted the dog.
I know. There's no way around it. Workers first spotted the dog last Friday swimming towards the platform. The crew was able to get a rope around his neck and pull him up. They believe he fell off a fishing trawler. He's now in good shape and on dry land with an animal protection group. One I'm sure I'll be working with very soon. Anchor. More news 4 at 11 when we come back.
That's your magic audio vault.
That's it. And kudos to the other anchor for spotlighting it.
Yeah, I love it.
And that's what we do when people screw up in broadcasting.
Nothing to me is funnier than on a quiet news set when you hear people around laugh that aren't on camera, like crew.
Absolutely.
When crew laughs, best. That's the great.
It's
yeah.
the best. And, they got to do that same thing every single day.
Yep.
So any diversion from that is welcome. That's another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode. Of the Mike O'Meara Show. Great yaks.
Wonderful.
Keep them coming. I hope you're loving them as much as we are. They are very, very funny and lots of fun. So please send along your yaks. 888-920-6673. We'll play them on the show. And the ones that I didn't get to last week, I know you put them in there. They're still, we haven't made final decisions on all of them. We just got so many of them. We're going through them and we'll see what happens next week. I'm going to do it. Carla and me. Anyway, that's it for Oscar Santana and Rob Stewag. Mike O'Meara, thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day. The Mike O'Meara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.